Walk-in cooler and freezer components. A component-by-component tour of a typical walk-in cooler/freezer system. The remote condensing unit, the unit cooler evaporator inside the box, the controls that tie them together: thermostat, liquid line solenoid, pump down, defrost, and how a call for cooling actually runs. From the launch, my HVAC knowledge base. What it is: a walk-in is a refrigerated room, a cooler above freezing or freezer below. Unlike a self-contained reach-in, a walk-in's refrigeration is usually split. A condensing unit sits outside the box on the roof, in a back hallway, or on a rack, and an evaporator unit cooler hangs inside the box, blowing cold air over the product. Refrigerant lines and control wiring tie the two halves together. Knowing the standard parts and how they're controlled lets you walk up to any walk-in and orient fast. Where's the condensing unit? Where's the evaporator? And what's the control scheme? How it works: the condensing unit outside the box, compressor, condenser coil and fan, receiver on systems that have one, and the high/low controls. This is the engine. On many walk-ins, it's a self-contained condensing unit mounted near or above the box. The unit cooler/evaporator inside the box, the evaporator coil, one or more fans blowing box air across it, the metering device, usually a TXV, a drain pan, and, on freezers and many coolers, defrost heaters and a defrost termination/limit. This is where heat is actually pulled out of the box. The controls that tie it together. A very common scheme is pump down control. A box thermostat senses box air temperature. On a call for cooling, the thermostat opens or the control energizes a liquid line solenoid valve LLSV in the liquid line, letting refrigerant flow to the evaporator. The compressor runs and refrigerates the box. When the box is satisfied, the thermostat closes the liquid line solenoid. The compressor keeps running, pulling the remaining refrigerant out of the evaporator and into the receiver/condenser until the low pressure control opens and stops the compressor. That's a pump down. It clears liquid refrigerant out of the low side so it can't migrate to the compressor during the off cycle. Next call, thermostat opens the solenoid, suction pressure rises, the low pressure control closes, and the compressor restarts. Defrost freezers and low humidity coolers. A defrost timer or controller periodically stops cooling and energizes electric heaters or runs hot gas to melt frost off the coil, then drains the melt and returns to cooling. Full detail in the defrost methods article. EPR/pressure regulators, multi-fixture or specific temp systems. An evaporator pressure regulator EPR holds a minimum evaporator pressure so a box doesn't get colder than intended. Common where several fixtures of different temps share one compressor/rack. In the field, orient first. Find the condensing unit compressor/condenser and the evaporator inside the box. Trace the liquid and suction lines between them. Identify the control scheme. Is it pump down? Look for a liquid line solenoid and a low pressure control set to stop the compressor, or a straight thermostat that just cycles the compressor. Find the defrost control timer/board and note the defrost type: electric heaters, off cycle, or hot gas. Run it through a cycle. On a call, confirm the liquid line solenoid opens. You can often hear/feel it click and feel the line activity and the compressor runs. Confirm the evaporator fans run in cooling and that you've got proper airflow and a sensible coil TD. At satisfaction, confirm it pumps down, solenoid closes. Low pressure control stops the compressor rather than short cycling or running forever. Confirm defrost initiates on schedule, the heaters work, the drain is clear, and it terminates and returns to cooling. Normal values and targets. Cooler box temp. Product around the mid-30s degrees. Common food cooler target near 35 to 38 degrees. Evaporator a coil TD colder. Freezer box temp. Product around minus 10 degrees, 0 degrees or below. Evaporator well below the box. Pump down low pressure cutout. Set so the compressor stops after the solenoid closes and the low side is cleared. The cutout is set so a normal box rise reopens it on the next call. Settings depend on refrigerant and box temp. Coil TD, commonly about 10 degrees. Design for lower humidity boxes. Tighter TDs hold higher humidity produce/flowers. Wider TDs pull harder. Defrost frequency. Freezers commonly defrost a few times a day. Coolers less or off cycle only. Set to the frost load. Representative values. Confirm against the application and equipment. Common faults and what they mean. Compressor short cycles on the low pressure control. Refrigerant leaking through the liquid line solenoid not fully closing keeps repressurizing the low side, or the LP control differential is too tight. The system pumps down and restarts repeatedly. Box warm. Compressor won't start. Solenoid stuck closed, no flow. Low pressure control stuck open. Lost charge, or a control/thermostat not calling. On pump down, confirm the solenoid actually opens. Box warm, coil iced solid, defrost failure timer, heaters termination or a drain frozen so melt refreezes. Very common on freezers. Box too cold slash freezing product in a cooler, thermostat slash EPR problem, with a defrost nut removing the frost that's insulating the coil less common cause of too cold, but airflow slash short cycling can fool the sensor. Liquid floodback to the compressor, TXV slash superheat problem or refrigerant migrating during off cycle on a system without proper pump down. Tech tips and gotchas. Pump down is everywhere in refrigeration. Learn to recognize it. If a compressor won't shut off until it hits the low pressure cutout and then restarts when the box warms, that's pump down working, not a fault. A leaking liquid line solenoid is a classic short cycle cause. It lets enough refrigerant by to slowly raise low side pressure during the off cycle until the LP control cuts the compressor back in, even with no real cooling demand. Test the solenoid. Check the drain line on iced coil calls. A clogged or frozen condensate drain backs melt water onto the coil, where it refreezes into a block. Looks like a defrost heater failure, but it's a drain problem. Heated drain lines and proper slope matter on freezers. Evaporator fan failure quietly kills capacity. No airflow over a cold coil means it can't move heat out of the box even though the refrigeration looks fine. Confirm fans run in cooling. Don't condemn the compressor on a box that's holding the wrong temp until you've ruled out solenoid, defrost, airflow, drain, doors slash gaskets, and load. Refrigeration no cooling is often a control or box problem, not the machine. Safety slash code notes. Walk-in freezer doors must have a working interior safety release anti-entrapment. Confirm it. Never disable it. Electric defrost heaters draw heavy current. Lock out slash verify dead before servicing the evaporator. Refrigerant work follows EPA section 608. Recover. Don't vent. Food storage temperatures intersect with food safety rules. Logbox slash product temps. Warm product on a service call can be a health issue, not just a comfort one.